So what if a game designer came to Sony with this concept? It's a protein. It's made of amino acids, and you can figure out its shape. You think there'd be any takers? The game is called Fold It, and Studio 360's Sarah Lilly thinks it's a lot more fun than it sounds.
Before you can appreciate Fold It, you have to grasp this one crucial fact.
All the important processes in life are carried out by proteins.
You got that? All the important processes in life are carried out by proteins. That was David Baker, and he's a protein guy, a professor of biochemistry at the University of Washington.
Proteins are the essentially miniature machines which carry out almost all the important jobs in your body. Like any machine, the way the machine works depends very much on its shape and geometry. The problem is that proteins are very, very small, and so you can't simply put a protein in a microscope and see what shape it is.
And there's a gajillion different proteins that Baker cares about, all of them so small he can't see what their shapes actually are. If he could see, he'd know a lot more about what kind of jobs each protein could perform. I mean, there might be one out there that could vaccinate against malaria, for instance. So Baker has enlisted an unlikely army of researchers, like Aristides.
On the protein, there are areas where it's red, and you want to get rid of that, and you can do that by either rebuilding, tweaking, or moving sidechain, and it makes your score go up.
Aristides lives in Virginia. He's 13. He's helping analyze the structures of proteins by playing a computer game called Fold It. That's fold.it.
Some people have actually described the game as Tetris on steroids.
Zoran Popovich is a computer scientist who helped devise Fold It.
So as you know, the Tetris is basically you have these little pieces that you need to fit with each other. And here it's kind of similar, only you have many more things you can bend, and it's a three-dimensional puzzle rather than a two-dimensional puzzle. Once you download the game, you see the simplest possible protein.
It looks like a couple of green corkscrews welded together with little blue legs and little orange loops sticking out in various places. You can see some pictures at studio360.org.
And the protein itself is kind of talking to you. It has these little bubbles.
It says things like, orange side chains are hydrophobic. They want to be buried inside the protein.
It tells you what's particularly problematic with its own structure, and it asks you to help resolve those particular issues with a protein. As soon as you resolve that issue, you get sort of this award, and then you advance to the next more complicated protein.
But these guys work for a university lab with major computing power at their fingertips. Do they really need a 13-year-old?
I've gotten first place on 4 puzzles.
The person does something that computer is very poor at doing, and that's specifically being able to look in three-dimensional space and just look at the shapes and say, oh, I see how this fits into that. For a computer to do that, it would have to sort of imagine a blindfolded person without an ability to touch, just sort of jamming two pieces together until eventually somehow they clicked. That's very similar to what the computer is actually doing.
Here's why it's so complicated. David Baker explains that a protein is a super long chain of amino acids that tangle up into a crazy knot. And while every kind of protein has its own separate shape...
The rule is that proteins always fold up to the lowest energy state.
For me, the lowest energy state is lying down watching Law and Order with a bag of barbecue potato chips. But for a protein, it means bunching up into the tightest ball that its particular composition of amino acids will allow.
The way we actually fold up proteins on the computer is to explore many, many, many different shapes, and we search for the lowest energy of those.
There are all kinds of forces pushing and pulling the amino acids into position. These forces are built into the game, and resolving them is how you score.
We want to make sure that everything that's discovered in the game is in public domain, but even more importantly, we want to make sure that the credit is given to the people who actually discover it. So in the game, we actually keep tracks of every single contribution that every person has made.
About 1,000 players a day are working on Foldit. Thryanya is a grandmother of three, while a New Zealander named Renton identifies himself as, quote, an amino acid junkie. Among his interests, his profile mentions stand-up comedy, fishing, fighting, poetry writing, the art of 21st century warfare, nanotechnology, Woodstock, and 80-proof bourbon and cola. And then there's the master, Stephen Pletch.
He understands things to a really profound level.
Pletch designs home security systems in Mesa, Arizona.
At first, I thought I'd just give it a try, and I got pretty good at it, and, you know, it won a lot of the puzzles and just kind of got hooked on it. I've actually started researching a little bit of it on the side.
That's music to the ears of the Foldit designers. Later this month, they're releasing a new program in which gamers like Stephen Pletch, or say, you, can actually design new proteins from scratch. David Baker says it might apply to fighting HIV, Alzheimer's, or even cancer. And moreover, it's unprecedented.
I don't think there's really been much of a parallel to that in human history, where you have just normal lay people able to work collectively and solve very, very challenging problems that face mankind. These skills aren't necessarily things that scientists would have any more than anybody else. I'm really bad at Foldit, personally.
And so far, I am too. But I'm getting better. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.